following his inner voice. But when people grow older, they are so busy in their minds with so many problems that they don't really listen to the inner voice like he says. But when you relax and don't think about all this preoccupation that he's talking about, when you stop worrying, your intuition develops and you can listen to your inner voice.
Well, intuition is, you're correct. Intuition is a more accurate word than intelligence.
It's like a higher intelligence.
You have to be intelligent in that way to really be intelligent. And that's why I say everybody in here is intelligent, because everybody in here has that way of being smarter. There's nobody in this room that would argue with what you just said. There's plenty of people out there that would.
I just repeated what you said. Is that correct?
Well, it's your understanding, and I have the same understanding.
Is it the same? Yes.
It sounds the same to me.
Yes.
But you have to recognize who's in the room. In other words, if you don't see that not everyone would accept what we're saying, if you don't see that you've been, whether you know it or not, part of a special category, the ones that this is possible for, then you do need to see that. Because this is not possible for anyone or everyone. It is ultimately, but only until you're intelligent enough to recognize what this means. And the majority of people haven't gotten there yet. You have. If you are part of the culture of satsang, if even once you go to satsang, it means the universe has graced you with that point of maturity, that point of intuitive knowing, that level of intelligence, no matter how intellectually smart or dumb you may be. It's not about intellectual smart, obviously. So, this is why you can afford to trust yourself. I wouldn't say this to a random group. I don't want most people to trust themselves. Most people are dangerous and nuts. But, geez, you guys should absolutely trust yourselves. I wouldn't say this at the PTA meeting. Those people should never trust anything they think of.
The NRA meeting?
NRA.
NRA.
Oh,
yeah. National Rifle Association.
I thought you meant research assistant.
That too.
You're the satsang goers. You're the ones that something is possible for. I don't waste my time on the people nothing is possible for. That's why the Bodhi Center exists. Because something is possible for you that isn't possible for just anybody randomly. You're closer to something more true. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's also not something to be all puffed up about. It's not, I don't say that for your ego, I say that because, to my observation, most people who are in that position need to hear that. Most of us are needlessly and falsely humble. Don't recognize what we've been given.